welcome to episode 120 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chat will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also hope ideas for topics. We also welcome ideas for topics. So if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Laura, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and Elizabeth. This week, we're excited to talk about with Sandy and Lindsay about their recent visit to Sandals Royal Bahamian Spa Resort and Offshore Island. That's a mouthful. This luxury all-inclusive is located on the white sandy beaches of Devonport Bay in Nassau, Bahamas. Just a quick 15-minute shuttle ride from the airport. This beautiful resort is adults only and was designed with couples in mind. So on this chilly day, let's get started and talk about this.
Yeah, let's talk about why Lindsay and I were at a couples resort.
Well, I think we all know.
So it's an adults only.
What'd you say?
We were working on our marriage.
So we were actually at a home-based travel agents conference at Sandals, and we were originally scheduled to go in October, but the hurricane hit that weekend and had other plans for us, so it got rescheduled to January. So that is why we were there. We were there with about 120 other travel agents hanging out.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What did you guys like most about it?
What's that, Laura?
What did you guys like most about it?
I just love Sandals. I love how nice it is. It's definitely a luxury resort.
I love how there are no children there.
Yeah. I like it. It's adult.
Yeah.
I love the island.
The private island?
The offshore island. That was my favorite part, and I wish I had a little bit of more time to spend out there.
Yeah,
so when people hear offshore island, they hear like over the water bungalows. Is it that kind of island or?
No, it doesn't.
Not yet.
They don't have the bungalows at this resort. But yeah, basically you have to take a ferry boat over to this island, and it's not actually 100% privately owned by Sandals. There's half of it that you can't go to, and it's got some stuff that I believe that cruise ships do excursions to. So it's blocked off, so you have the Sandal side and then you have the other side. But yeah, it's nice. There's a restaurant over there. There's a bar. There's a pool. There's a pool bar. And then there's plenty of places to explore and beach, obviously. And then you could do what Lindsay did, which I'll let her tell you about.
there's a spa over there too. There's actually three Red Lane spa locations at this resort, and one of them is on the offshore island. And I made it a point that I was going to, for research purposes, of course.
We appreciate you taking one for the team, Lindsay.
Yeah, I took one for the team, and I didn't want to do it, but I got a fantastic raindrop massage. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it in a cabana out on the island, and that's exactly what I did, and it was worth every single penny. And I could, you're just laying there, and you can hear the waves and the water, and it was a little bit of nice breeze going through, and it was fantastic.
She suffers.
And they called it a raindrop massage. Did they pour water on you, or?
No, there was seven, and I should have paid more attention, but I was so relaxed that I couldn't absorb any of the information that he was telling me. But they used seven different oils, and each one they drop along your spine for different reasons.
It's like aromatherapy or something?
Yeah.
Well, it was a little bit, like essential oils and that, and then the massage, and nice. It worked, whatever was supposed to do, it sure did it, you know.
One of the things I think that it's so, I try to be conscious of this, and everybody does, but when you go on these trips with travel agents and everybody's trying to get as many pictures as they can and stuff. Well, while Lindsay was doing her massage, I didn't realize that she was still over there because I hadn't seen her all day, but me and like five other agents came through. We were trying to be really quiet and take pictures. And she came up later and she's like, I heard your voice.
I know you were there.
Laying on this table. Like, it's private. There's the sides are down, but the breeze is going, so you can kind of catch views of the water through the corners, and the air is coming through, and the voices over there were just carrying. So it wasn't just that you were very loudmouthed. It was that I think the voices were carrying too, but I caught her voice and I'm like, seriously?
I was all relaxed and now I'm all tense.
So does the ferry leave right from the resort?
Yeah.
Or do you have to go someplace else to get to the ferry?
No, and I think ferry is sort of not a fair way to, it's like a motorboat transport. I mean, it's not really a ferry. It's not like, you think of a ferry as like a two-story, did you have like a two-story thing?
No, it was a boat. Well, and it was
about 50 people maybe?
The first couple of days we were there, it was too windy to get the boat from the dock. So they were taking people via like a bus to some other place off of the property and taking a ferry from a different location so they didn't have to go through the choppiest part of the water. And that's always up to the captain of the boat, how safe they deem. Because what they do is they tie it up to the dock and you have to climb down into it. So, you know, I always think about stuff like this and like in terms of maybe my parents trying to do this. Mm-hmm. My parents could not have gotten in that boat, not with it rocking the way it was. So, I don't know if it's calmer on, you know, regular season. January is a weird season to go to the Bahamas because it's not as warm. We've talked about this before, how the water isn't as warm as you might think it is.
So I've been to this resort twice. I've been there in June, and then I was there in early January. And the June trip, I did not go to the private island because I actually wanted to see. And incidentally, you know, talking about how difficult it is to cross sometimes, you can enjoy this resort without ever going to the private island. It's a wonderful resort. And the island is a plus, but it is not like the whole reason to go to this resort. So the first time I just spent time at the resort. The second time I went, I did spend time on the private island, and I keep calling it a private island, whatever it is, the offshore island.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it is, it's owned by Sandals. I guess you were saying that it's only half owned by Sandals because the cruise lines use it, but I think it's still owned by Sandals. They just let them use that part. So, and we had no trouble crossing. So I think it also probably depends on the weather. Like the crossing was very easy for us. You still did have to step down. I can see where if you had mobility issues, it would be difficult to get down into it, but it's like one of those like really large motor boats. It's mm-hmm. not a ferry. It's not like you couldn't take cars across or whatever. It just shuttles you across. And it's
are there restaurants and stuff over there? I mean, what's the attraction of the offshore island?
They have everything over there that they have at the resort. You know, there's restaurant, bar, pool, beach, spa. It's just another area to kind of explore. And Sandals is really good about having like alcoves tucked away that are good if you just want some privacy. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, it's kind of funny that I've never actually gone with my husband. Yeah, I mean, it's always been either Lindsay or Amy that I've gone to
see. This is the glamour of the travel agent life.
I always say that. I don't ever miss my husband as much as I do when I go to a Sandals resort because it does. Right away, instantly, you're enveloped in that feeling of love and romance and mm-hmm. all these tiny little alcoves. And like even the theming of the Duke and the Duchess and the story behind them. The bar there and every little detail is meant to inspire romance, you know, the ambiance at night and the lighting and everything. And so in here, Sandy and I are.
All the lounge chairs are in pairs and everything is designed for two people. Like you can tell, even like any lounger that's even one lounger is designed for two people. So, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's a pretty big resort, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not the biggest one I've been to, but it does have two, well, it says like three sections. There's two kind of high rise buildings, which is to me, that was the, because I've only been to the sandals in Jamaica, and I think in Jamaica they actually can't be higher than the palm trees, so they're only like 2, maybe 3 stories tall there. So having some that were that much taller was kind of neat. So there's 2 buildings like that, with each has its own pool, and then there's like a section of kind of villa. Kind of, I mean, it's, they're like butler villas, and this, what do they call that village, Lindsay? Do you remember? It's like lawn back there, and it's, there's like one of the places you can get married in this gazebo and stuff.
I don't remember.
But that's like the butler.
Did you guys share a room, or did they give you separate rooms? Or?
We had our own rooms this time, which was nice.
We had our own rooms, so we were in different categories, different buildings too. Or we were in the same building?
We were in the same building, but different categories, yeah.
So what made your rooms different category rooms?
So our rooms actually looked alike. Mine was on the 6th floor. Lindsay's was a walkout, which meant down on the 1st floor that she could walk, you know, straight off. She had like a little balcony. Not balcony. What do you got? Patio?
Terrace, yeah.
Patio. So she could walk around straight out of there. And you had club level, Lindsay. I didn't have club level, so.
Yeah.
Which meant I could come to her room and take her beer.
Which she probably did. Yeah.
And what does club level mean at a sandals resort?
Club level means that you have alcohol in your room and it's restocked daily. So had she wanted to, she could have gotten that beer every single night we were there, and they would have just filled it the next morning by 10 a.m.
Yeah, you just have to make sure she doesn't drink all of it.
Yeah, so that's all included at the club level.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you also get you have a unique lounge where you can hang out, but also where you check in, and so it's
there's like a club reception too. I don't know if it was once a week or if it's every couple of days. I'm not sure. It was, they did have it while we were there, but I didn't.
They had special like cocktail parties and special events that are just for the club people. And the same thing with the villas have their own special things. And then if you're going up to a butler from a club, you get the top shelf alcohol in your room.
You get a menu
sent to you.
Whatever
you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get whatever you want.
And I will say, on behalf of Outlander Travel, we always recommend you go club level at least.
Yeah.
Because I think there's, and actually my favorite reason to do it is exactly what Sandy has said, which you won't hear me say that very often, that Sandy actually has a good reason. But basically, with the club level, a lot of people say, well, I don't really care if I have alcohol in my room because it's an all-inclusive resort, so I can just go get alcohol. But when it's raining, that is not the best idea.
Even though it's raining. I mean, I was in the building that had the piano bar, and I still didn't go down. Mm-hmm. And even if I had wanted to go downstairs and grab a beer, they're going to give me a draft beer, right? So I don't, what am I going to say? Can I have 6 draft beers stick to my mouth? I would do that or anything.
Please.
But I mean, you know.
Sit there and enjoy my cocktail.
Yeah,
and,
can you just give me the whole bottle of wine? Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, and incidentally, they would, just
nice,
so you know. But
it's nice that you don't have to
right,
ask.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Or let anybody know that you're drinking the whole bottle of wine by yourself. Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, you see what I mean.
Well, the beauty of being at a couple's resort is they wouldn't assume that you were by yourself.
They would have thought I was splitting it with someone.
So. Yes.
Yeah, there is that.
Well, and at Beaches, which is Sandal's sister company, it's called the concierge level, right? So it's called.
Actually, I think all of it is called club now. They're changing the terminology. But yes, if you say concierge, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also, I know I had said before that there's some difference between club level getting room service for this amount of time and butler getting it 24 hours. But actually check the resort, because that does vary a little bit between
resorts. It does vary per resort, because some it's 24 hours and some it's...
Yeah.
So, and we talked a little bit to Amy, one of our fellow colleagues, about coming onto this show, but she couldn't make it. She actually just took a group of like 52 ladies. It was a sort of a mother's getaway.
Did you see the bloggers they met?
Yes.
They called them the Bahama Mamas.
Yes. They had quite a reputation. Yeah. I will say that in general, Sandals is not considered sort of a girlfriend's getaway kind of resort, because it is so geared for couples. Usually they would steer you, and we would steer you toward a beaches, but it is an option. And likewise, it doesn't have to be a girlfriend's getaway. It could be a couple's getaway. So if you have a group of friends who want to get away, together without the kids, sandals is such a great option for that because there's just so much to do.
Just the water sports and the, so much good stuff is included with,
Did you guys take advantage of any of that while you were there?
No, well, I know, you know, once
you're
again,
at a conference, yeah.
We have the regular conference, but I also did the wedding moon training. Mm-hmm. So if anybody would like to talk to me about destination wedding or anything, so that took a whole nother day. And so I was scheduled to do a snorkeling trip, but I kind of felt like the water was too cold, and so I didn't go. But they have
so you wussed out, is what she said.
Yeah, it was cold. Yeah,
you wussed
out. The water was cold.
I too wussed out because I thought it was going to be very, very cold.
That's not wussing out for you because you normally wouldn't do stuff like that because you're smart. Huh. Sandy was wussing out.
So they do have this island routes.
I went snorkeling.
It's okay, Sandy.
Laura's the peacekeeper.
Thank you, Laura.
Sandy, you mentioned the piano bar. What's the nightlife like there?
You might want to ask Lindsay. I was in my room by like 9 o'clock every night.
Yeah, I will say that I tried to get her to research some of the nightlife and it just wasn't happening. But I did partake myself. The piano bar was where it was at. That was the all around good time. It had such a great vibe to it. The couples gathered around the piano and they have a songbook in there and you could pick a song and they'll play it and everybody sings it together. So it's like group karaoke. So it was very, and then they had regular karaoke over, and there were, from what I could tell, in the main area, there were shows and dances going on, and like dance performances and things going on in the theater area, but we all tended to gravitate more toward the piano bar, kind of at night, and then there were people in the pub watching sports and drinking beer in there, and so it was kind of a, just whatever, you had to, you kind of find your vibe, you find your area where, you know, if you want to play pool, if you want to kind of sit back and relax, or if you want to listen to music, or if you want to, you know, you just kind of find your area. And that's where I found myself gravitating toward was the piano bar. And I think that's kind of something I probably wouldn't have been able to do as much if I had been there with my husband, because he's not a, it's not a karaoke or a singing band.
So who is?
So we would have been in the pub drinking beer and watching sports.
One thing we've talked about with sandals is how each resort has its own sort of unique feel. So who is the Sandals Royal Bahamian client? Who is that person who would really enjoy this resort?
So Lindsay had mentioned the history of the like the romance. They had the photo story in the piano bar was all about, do you remember that movie, The King's Speech? And how his older brother stepped down. That was it was that love story. Him like giving up the crown for the woman that, you know, so it was kind of cool. That was all the history that was in there. And I can't remember that guy's name. Anyway, and it's got a real British feel, like the British pub, you know, so I think if you like that kind of culture, it's kind of nice. It's very close. It was like a 45 minute flight from Miami. So, it's really good for a quick getaway. I don't know. This was actually my first time.
What was the age range? What did you see?
I think
they were young when I saw. Yeah,
I think they were young, but I think it was more middle aged and up. Maybe
it's so funny because Lindsay is the youngest of all of us. So let's talk age range. What are we talking about? Are we talking 35 to 45?
The people I saw, like the people waiting in line for the boat from the private island and stuff that we talked to that were there on a honeymoon. The people that I saw were, then they said they were there on their honeymoons were all like young 20s.
Okay.
They were young.
Okay.
Is that what you saw too, Lindsay?
The older couples were the ones that I saw in the piano bar at night.
How old were the older couples?
I don't mean old as in old. I mean old as in...
Right. Just go ahead and give us the age. What do you
Don't even try to dig your way out. Yeah.
It's too late.
Give me a shovel, please.
I mean, 50 plus.
50 plus. Yes. That's a great way. And I did for a lot of British couples that I met in the pub. So this was
I can see that. Yeah.
This was a pretty good mix of people from all over. And I kind of feel like this particular resort, it has a little more flexibility. Some of the other Sandals resorts I would never recommend for a young couple, or I would never recommend for an older couple who wants more quiet. This one has that feel of like one side is completely quiet. It's separated by the building, and the one side is the more active side.
Yeah.
I think it has a nice mix for your people who don't really know what they want, or maybe want a little of both, or maybe haven't, you know, this is a nice way to experience both of those climates in one.
Well, and like Elizabeth was saying, you know, if couples want to do a couples getaway, but you have some couples who would rather do the more active, engaging, kind of rowdier things at night, and those who would like the quieter things at night, then you've got both sides of that coin. Yeah.
And this is where we can help you out with room selection as well, as to what location of the resort works best for what you are looking for out of your vacation, out of your honeymoon or your romantic getaway. Albeit, because I think I was on the right side for me. Where I was, I like the more quiet, and I like that I was by the quiet pool. I spent a lot of my time there.
Yeah, and I think that's something important to remember with Sandals is you'll listen to this podcast and you'll be like, oh, I can't wait to go. And you'll go online and look yourself, and you'll realize there's 8 million room categories. Yeah. And that's true with any Sandals.
This resort has 404 rooms in 29 categories. And believe me, they are all confusing. They all sound like they're the same thing, but they're not.
Yeah. There's a little bit different. Yeah. Might be a walkout, or it might be a honeymoon room. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely.
So when you were hanging out by the pool, do they bring your lunch and your drinks and stuff there? How is the food and drinks there?
Oh, you know, go ahead, Lindsay.
Good. There was a pizza place there, but there was Sandy, wasn't there another restaurant right there?
There wasn't a restaurant, but remember they had the bread in the old oven that mimicked
the
plantation kind of slave days relic oven. And they had all these different kinds of breads that you could just go up during the day and sample, and they were really good. Baked right there in that oven. Oh, it was so good. But yeah, there's what, 9 restaurants, 7 bars. So it's definitely always easy to find something to eat at Sandals.
I have to say, my first trip to that resort, I was sitting at the pool bar. I was like, I'm really hungry. Mm-hmm. And another couple was like, oh, we just had a pizza. And I got to go get a pizza and bring it into the pool and eat at the pool bar. And honestly, as an adult with children, mm-hmm. like, you never get to do stuff like that. I was like, wow, I'm an adult. I get to eat a pool.
You get to eat like, that is one of the coolest things about this. I'm with you about being able to be trusted as an adult with my alcohol in a body of water and not having to be 4 feet away. Really, the Sandals ruins you for that.
Yeah, and the pizzas are always good. I mean, all the Sandals that I've been to have that pizza bar at the pool, and they are really good. Brick Oven Pizza.
And the other thing is, we've been traveling right before this trip, and one of the other Sandals differences is, I was already in vacation mode, but there's just something about the level of service that you get at a Sandals property that is kind of above and beyond what you expect, to the point of where I had sat down with a couple ladies and was having a drink, and I hadn't even ordered another drink. I had, you know, was just standing, and I got up to go leave, and my waitress chased me down with a fresh drink.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Nice.
And I kind of looked at him like, oh my gosh, you didn't have to do this.
I guess I'll have to drink this now. Yeah.
I guess I'll take this.
Yeah.
But it was so unexpected because it wasn't...
wasn't requested.
Yeah, it wasn't something that would normally happen. That's not a normal...
Right. I think that's something about some all-inclusives aren't as all-inclusive, and we've talked about this on other episodes. some are not as all-inclusive as others. And so it's really nice to be able to walk into, say, a store that, or a little shop that specializes in pastries and cupcakes and things like that, and be able to say, I'd like one of those. Because if you've been on a cruise ship, you go and you're like, oh, I'd like one of those. And they're like, that'll be $4, please. And you're like, oh, I thought it was part of my food. Yeah. No.
Oh, come on now, $4. It's $14.
Yeah, well, I was being generous. So, yeah, I think it's really nice to be able to sort of wander around and say, I feel a little peckish. I'm going to have a cupcake. And it's all included in that.
Yeah. And to get up after dinner when you're tired, or when you suddenly realize you want to do something else, and to not have to wait for that check, and to not have to try and, you know, get the calculator out to figure out the tip and figure out the split. If you're splitting, you don't have to figure out everything. You're done. You're just done. You get up and you're done, and it's the freedom.
Yes.
And then that slap in the face when you come back to reality.
So I know we're running out of time, but I would like to ask, what are the restaurants at this resort?
So one of the ones we ate at that I really liked was the Gordon's on the Pier. Mm-hmm. And that used to be just for butler guests, but now they've opened it for everybody. That one was really good.
No, that's one you have to reserve once you get on property, right?
Yes.
Okay. You have to make reservations.
Well,
not to be obvious, but is it outside on a pier?
It is outside on a pier.
Way to go, Laura.
And they put...
But it was outside.
Yeah.
And, yes.
Because the wind, they had like the plastic sheeting down.
Yeah.
The night that we ate there, had they not had that out, it would have been, we would have been unable to eat.
Yeah.
Comfortably.
But they definitely make those accommodations. And then... gosh, Lindsay, we ate at like the French restaurant?
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, wait, no, we didn't eat the French restaurant. What was the other one? The,
Italian?
the Italian one. We didn't the Italian one. And then Sandy went to bed, and then I met another lady, and I went for dessert at the French restaurant.
And then there's a one on the island that's like a seafood restaurant out there, and they had changed the name while we were there.
That one's very casual, right? That's sort of a...
The Schooners?
Schooners.
Yeah, it was Stewfish, and then they changed it. I don't know. We didn't eat there, I don't remember how casual.
I had lunch before my massage out there, and I had the crack conch. Conch? How do you say that? Cracked conch. It was really, really delicious. It was one of the highly recommended things to have out there. But yeah, it was kind of laid back, and I had fries and tea, and it was
maybe it's different at dinner. I had lunch there as well, so it was very casual. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think you can get away with kind of a dress and a scarf and a, you know, I actually bought a scarf while I was there.
Well, but you could also wear a bathing suit and a cover up. That was the thing. Cause I was
So the way the island did it though was they had like the last ferry clearing out the day guests around 5 o'clock, I think. And then it's still open. Like the restaurant's getting ready for nighttime. So the only thing open at night is the restaurant.
Okay. So there was a transition to a more dressier.
Yeah, so I would say you'd wear your dinner clothes. You definitely wouldn't be wearing your bathing suit anymore. Yeah. And, you know, just to mention the wedding stuff a little bit, they had samples for us after our training with little samples of all the signature cocktails that the bride and grooms can choose to fit their theme. And they had samples of all the cakes and stuff. So good.
I tried all of them?
I tried a couple. But it was cool because they make the drinks are all these different colors and they're really pretty. And so this is kind of cool. You can really personalize what you want for your wedding. And they have like a basic package that is just the included package. And then, of course, you can add on. You can do whatever you want. They'll do whatever. But that was really neat. I really liked looking at all the different options that they had for stuff like that. So, and they're really accommodating. I mean, you get there and you think you want to get married on the beach, but then you practice walking on the beach and you realize you can't. walk in the sand in heels, you can switch it to, you know, a pier or like the grass pavilion or something like that. So it is kind of cool.
They probably sort of plan on that. Yeah, she's not really going to walk on
the beach. They got it now. I mean, yeah, they have a whole wedding department that knows what they're doing. Yeah. So, yeah, it was very cool.
Is there anything else that you guys have thought about that we didn't mention that you really wanted to let people know?
Well, I would just reiterate how close you are to the airport. That's a really big plus because some Sandals resorts, you got to drive over mountains to get to, you know. So,
and I think I'd like to also say that a lot of people sort of write off the Bahamas. They think, oh, it's too close, and I've been to Nassau a million times on cruise ships or whatever. But the Bahamas actually have some of the prettiest water. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't actually been there to stay, this is a totally, it's not in Nassau proper. It's a bit of a drive. So it's not much, but you're not in like that city center that you're used to seeing from a cruise ship. So, and if you like to gamble, but the Bahamas is a great, destination for you as well. There is not a casino at Sandals, but they can get you to one very easily.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And there's also, we didn't go there, but there's a zoo that's not too far away from where we were too.
They had Island Routes, that's their excursion company that you can book stuff through. They mentioned a scavenger hunt of the downtown area.
I've heard about that, yeah.
That sounded cool.
Yeah, and there are food, and actually there are beer tours now of mm-hmm. Nassau. So, there's...
Well, the fact that it's just 45 minutes from Miami is a pretty nice selling point, too.
Yeah, super, super easy.
Yeah. Very close.
Okay,
well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click on podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or look us up on Facebook under facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and myself, Laura, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you all next week. Gotta fly!